Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Matter of fact, live from Canada, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness and wellness and life, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review, magazine, UK Health Radio. I can't get the dates right, but I think it's still National Women's Health. We got a great doubleheader, Deborah Drummond. She's an entrepreneur. She's the founder of the Women's Channel, longtime coach and speaker will be joining me, along with returning Christine Blanchet. She's the award-winning TV host, producer of Run With It, the closing act. They've been hosting my Sports Doctors In segment, gosh, like 6 years. Then the Sports Doctors In with some emails, upcoming guests. Deb Drummond, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Oh, my goodness. I love this. I love radio. I told you that pre-show. I'm so excited to be here and spend some time with you.
Great. You know, I got off the top, I got to ask you, give us some fun definition of an entrepreneur.
Well, the fun definition I say is an entrepreneur that can't say no. That's the definition of an entrepreneur. It's kind of like when you run the marathon and then you just keep deciding that you're going to run another one exactly at the same time. But an entrepreneur is definitely someone who is multi-entrepreneurish in relationship to the same companies, same sectors, or completely different. So I think the first definition is pretty accurate, Bob. It's just can't say no.
Yes. Well, you know, the idea, whether we're talking in the exploding area, knock on wood, you know, I'm 45 years, give or take a few weeks, on live radio, talking about holistic medicine and functional medicine and the health and wellness area, the business area, the performance area, are all areas, again, that in your world, you're very, very involved with, which is, again, the idea of incorporating new technologies. Of course, we mix in on the Sports Doctor, Deb, the old technologies. 2 months ago, I had from the Netherlands, Greg Gallo. He's a Taoist master, and he was talking about 2,500-year-old principles that are as apropos today as they were then, whether it's a sports team or a business situation. Give us some background on some of the areas that you're spending time, for instance, in the health and wellness areas.
Well, you know what? Like yourself, I spent a lot of years. I had the first private health clinic doing therapies and alternative therapies in Vancouver, and that was my world for 20 years. My specialty was lymphatic drainage, also brain, and I worked with people that were particularly, you know, I would say that AAA personality, that person that didn't really take care of themselves but wanted to take care of themselves, but work and family needs really took over that part of their world. And I did massage and lymphatic and all of that for about 20, 25 years. And
big
while
area.
I was...
This has become an exploding... The jumping around we're seeing in the Tai Chi world, which I really, really like, the idea, but the great late sports therapist Bob Guida, who I spent 40 years with that genius, talking about get that lymph moving. And whether he was talking high performance or rest and recovery, and, you know, the let alone the mental side, like you're talking about, whether it's the stressed out individual or the multi-million dollar athlete or celebrity that you've just signed and you're getting involved in their fitness program, it's a lot of stress on both ends, right?
Yeah, you know, that's well said. You know, but you know what I'll tell you? With all of that background and because I was an entrepreneur that had started this clinic and most of my clients were entrepreneurs, what ended up happening is that not only was I helping them with kind of what we would call, you know, top performance health, but also because one of my gifts is in relationship to helping people build a very successful business, but not kill themselves while they were doing it. That was a really interesting mix because, you know, you've been doing this for a little while like I have. You know.
It's a great mix. It's a great mix. And what's interesting is the best athletes in the world the last couple of Olympics, whether it was Michael Phelps or whether it was Simone Biles, one of the contributors to my book, Hashtag A Sports Parents, Robert Andrews, got a wall of gold medals from all of these gymnasts. And the fact that they talked about mental challenges and they talked about being able to face it and maybe replace it so that we, again, on the sports doctor, we call it the mental game, whether we're talking to sports psychologists or mental trainers or high-performance people. And it affects everything we do in so many ways. And I think the functional medicine side of things, I'm sure you worked with acupuncture. And did you do any hypnosis work with your clinic?
No, we did Ayurveda, aromatherapy, sports massage, lymphatic, reflexology, a lot around the Ayurvedic treatments, if you're familiar with Ayurveda. And
yeah, now they're a big deal. Yes, now big sports medicine is important, you know, being included. And what's the story with the women's channel?
Right? So the women's channel, we are uber excited. I just told you pre-show that we had just come back from an incredible Oscars week, and one of the events, the women's channel was on the carpet, like on the red carpet, interviewing people that were there in their own craft of top performance. So what the women's channel does is it supports executive producers. For example, Dr. Melissa Balazan, one of our executive producers, who has a show called Vital. And it, not only is it for health and wellness, but it's entertainment, food, it's books, it's authors, it's leadership. So women and those that support women, so men like you, Bob, cool dudes, we call you a cool dude, can come have your own TV show on our channel.
Tell us and we've invited. We'd love to have it take part in the scenario. You know, it's interesting. Over the past couple of years, I've had on a brand new area called Sports Pharmacy.
You'll love her.
And Jessica Biel Stahl, who's a weightlifter, and you were talking again, the whole world of supplements and nutrition. I'm very, very involved in the world of juvenile diet and the importance of exercise and nutrition because, you know, they had to change the name adult diabetes years ago because of all these kids. Now, whether it's your country or mine, these challenges of childhood obesity, I've been talking about childhood obesity for 40 years, and it's such a challenge. And again, these areas of the health and fitness side, the functional medicine, hands-on, Guy used to say hands-on. He was a big vibrational massage therapy genius, as is Dr. James Stockton, one of my longtime chiropractic expert guests who talks around the world about deep soft tissue therapy. And I guess, you know, you're on the red carpet, and it's not someone you're talking to who's not involved in health and wellness up to their ears.
Well, I don't think it's news anymore. One of the big things that I talk about in relationship to the health of your business is the health of your body. Look, it's very, this is not like, you know, earth shattering. People know, and if they don't know, they do know, that when you are top performance in your field, you know, entrepreneurs run a hard game. You know the deal. You're up early, you're late at night, you have a coach office, a dining room office, an office office, a kitchen office, a car office.
Yes.
You are in your craft and you're doing it with such enthusiasm that a lot of the times you don't realize how hard you're running your body.
That's the key. The key. You're doing something you really, really enjoy. This is what you're here forever. It's not work. I love it. What's the best website people could find out about you and your organization?
Well, absolutely. I make it very easy because if you go to debdrummond.com and you drop down to any of the pages along the bottom, you'll find every social that you ever wanted to connect with me on and also a nice little button that gets you right to my email.
Tell us about your podcast, How long have you been involved? Funny, before we went on the air, like I told you, I've been doing live radio forever.
Mm-hmm.
And the word podcast, no, whoever heard of the word podcast? And it's just exploded. It's the most popular thing in the world. Tell us about your
Yeah, you know what? We've been podcasting for about 12 years, so not too many people knew about podcasting when we started, probably ourselves included.
Yeah, I would consider you a pioneer.
Absolutely. Yeah, the name of the podcast is called Mission Accepted Podcast, and it's a podcast for people that come on in all sectors, health included, that talk about what it's like to create their own business. But more than what it's like to create it, we don't really want all the fluff. We want to hear about how they're able to stay committed to having their own business, because that's the stuff that people need to hear.
That's why the sports doctor is going to be dropping in on your show.
Absolutely.
Soon. And we're going to be talking a lot about the importance of, are you in the right shoe for your foot type, you know? And talking all about, are you a sports parent? Big area. On the sports doctor. And there are so many sports parents. That's why we named the book hashtag Hey Sports Parents. But I have to amend it now, Deb. You know what the new name is?
No, tell me.
Sports grandparents.
Oh, right on.
That overzealous. It's a tremendous area. The more talented your son or daughter is, the more pressure there is. This is a big area. Preventing problems, overuse injuries, too much, overscheduling. These are very, very big challenges, let alone with the new world of the paying these athletes. It's chaos. So the challenge is whether, again, you are a coach, whether, again, you know, we have a documentary one of these days coming out. It's called Where Our Children Play with film producer Joel Franco. It's about all of these challenges of sports parenting, and that's what the book really talks a lot about. By any chance, were you an athlete growing up, or are you a sports parent?
Oh, so let me tell you. I was in school, without making myself sound 90, I played flag football because girls weren't allowed to not have flags on the side. You couldn't play real football. I played baseball. I played volleyball. I was swimming. I took up to lifeguard when I was in my early days, honestly.
Now we're seeing flag football become, and I'm very, very glad to see, you know, we talk concussions from people. I have guests from around the world, guests from the Aviv clinics in Israel and the world of concussions, the excitement about hyperbaric oxygen, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But we see the fact that flag football is becoming an Olympic sport. There is no safe tackle football, period.
Mm-hmm.
There just isn't. So the fact of flag football, but I worked for years with Guida with the Olympic volleyball players. Matter of fact, the co-author of my book, Sharky Zarkman, was a national team player. That's where I met her with the national team. So then again, how about sports parenting? Are you in that group?
You know what? My daughter was in dance. And I got to tell you, that's that's tough on the body as well. She was in a full-on dance.
They're the best athletes. I'm celebrating you. Some of the best athletes I've ever seen, and I've seen the best, are dancers, where we're talking about tremendous. The world of figure skating is a very, very big deal with the sports doctor. I just celebrated my latest gold medalist, Deb. Danny O'Shea, part of the pairs. With the American team, he was 13 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. He just celebrated his 35th birthday. You talked about aging yourself.
Fantastic. So we're Canadian up here, so we like anything on ice. I mean, we love skating. Yes. We love hockey.
You read my mind, Deb. You're in Vancouver. We just celebrated 16 years ago in Vancouver. The young boy, Evan Lysacek, from Naperville, Illinois, became the gold medal figure skating champion. Another one when he was 10 years old. Gosh, we'll talk about all this on your show. Give me again where people can reach you, Deb.
People can reach me at debdrummond.com. Go there. Have some fun. Go check out the podcast. Go check out what we're doing. Come to the red carpet with us on our Red Carpet Awards. Everybody's welcome.
Great. Hold on, Deb. Everybody will be right back. It's the Sports Doctor.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago with Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Got one of our faves coming back, Christine Blanchet, also British Columbia. And she's an award-winning TV host. She's the producer. I think they just celebrated the 10th anniversary. You run with it. I've been, six, 7 years with doing the Sports Doctors In segment with her. And her other TV show, The Closing Act, with her producing, creating. Hey, Christine, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Oh, I'm happy to be back, Dr. Bob. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, let's talk a little bit again about your great background with these TV shows, your history as a runner, and the birth over the, 10 years of the whole run with the show. Talk a little bit about the background, you and your TV shows, kiddo.
Yes, well, I created the show because of my passion for running and fitness. In 2013 is when the show was launched, and I love it because I interview athletes, doctors like yourself, been on the show, and then I practice what I preach. And the show is airing in Canada, but globally as well. I mean, it's live streaming.
How about your talk about your introduction and interest and excitement about running, which, because you necessarily weren't an athlete.
Yes, well, I'm still running. I'm not running competitively anymore,
right.
But I am still out there. And
how did you get started?
Well, I got started when, I used to run track, and I got, we won an award for the best relay team, and I've always been an athlete.
And I stand corrected. I stand corrected. You were an athlete, but go ahead.
Well, I still run, and I ran the Boston Marathon, and I ran my very first marathon in Vancouver, and I qualified for Boston on my first marathon in 1999.
Now, that already puts you at the top of the list. There's very, very few people who, off the bat, who are looking to survive the marathon, who not only survive it, but they get the time that gets them into the Boston Marathon. I can't remember. What's the time to get into the marathon as a woman?
Well, it depends on your age. But at the time, I had to run for my age, I think, 3:50 or four hours. But that was in 2005. But I qualified for Boston in 1999. So I'm don't quote me, but you need to qualify. And every age group, right, you have to have that. And I qualified in Boston. When I ran Boston, I qualified to run it again the following year, which I didn't. But you never know. I might go back.
Yeah.
But
the area of, we talk about it all the time. This is one of the reasons why we got together with the Sports Doctors in segments, which was everything from, again, whether it was shoe technology, whether it was overcoming injury, whether it was the mental challenges. And, of course, I brought to bear in these different segments so much of these different areas, including what we always paid big attention to, which was the whole mental side, the mental game. This was always a big deal in runners and trying to keep you out of trouble from overdoing it in many instances.
Yes.
And some of the fact that some of the most educated patients we've seen in sports medicine over the years have been runners with their journals. And the stories, and the are you still running 4, 5, 6 days a week?
Yes, and I'm walking too, and I'm doing light weight training because I want to keep toned. As you know, I'm older now.
Yes.
But I think
one of our first shows with you was exactly that. Number one,
yeah.
You've got to include intelligent rest. And number two, you got to include cross-training. Years ago, at the beginning of the running boom, no runner wanted a workout. They thought it was going to make them tight. They were worried about, I'll get bulky. And all of these myths that were really, really present for decades. Until people like the great Bob Guida, the great late sports trainer, and Jim Vickery, who was the sports psychologist, who today there's not a serious runner alive who's not doing cross training. Whether I always talked about on your show that I thought triathlons were born from injured runners. So they could do swimming and they could do bike riding and they would be able to stop pounding. So and you were always interested in your show Run With It really being a big educator, weren't you? Talk about that.
Yes, I think it's really important to be educated in terms of the proper shoe wear that you, because, you know, it is one investment. Shoes, running shoes are, they're not cheap, but I do believe in investing in a good pair of running shoes and having two pairs.
Well, it's like buying a car, Christine. Every year,
exactly.
There's new brands. It drives you nuts. We tell people all the time, if you got something that's working, stick with it as best you can. And the, you know, the world of nutrition and the world, again, like you said, of cross training, you pay a lot of attention to. You have, you talk a little bit about your doctor's corner.
Yes, well, the doctor's corner, I have the experts come on the show, like yourself. They talk about injury prevention. They talk about, you know, how to run, like how to train properly. They talk about, you know, issues with the back, the cross training, the whole important part of Doctor's Corner. And that's why I have that in the show, because I think it's important. It's not just a forward motion of running. There's a lot involved. The proper wear, the nutrition,
if you
as you
take
said,
a look,
sleep.
You know, walk. Take a walk on the sand, everybody, and look at your footprints. When you're walking, your feet have a distance between them. Your toes might be pointing straight. You might be out-toed. You might be in-toed. Now jog or run, and you'll notice that one foot's precisely in front of the other. So the mechanics of running is a whole different story. This is one of the reasons why we would pay such attention that all runners include strengthening their feet and ankles and include balance work and balance training. And there's a lot of different ways to do it. And again, the cross training is really, really important. What are some of the different areas of expertise you include in your doctor's corners? Who's involved?
Well, I used to have Dr. Jack Taunton, and he's passed. But I have like Dr. Doug Clement, you know, and his wife, Diane Clement, who's a chef. They're both Olympians. They talk about, you know, how to properly train. And now I'm doing an article with them about walking. Walking's become, you know, it's low impact. And as you can't run anymore, you walk. And then I have dentists on the show, because that being said, you can be really healthy.
Me too.
But if you don't have...
And you want to know the analogy for years? the analogy of alignment. A mouthpiece that's individualized, precisely individualized prescription, is a similar theory to orthotics and shoes. It's aligning the joints for efficiency. And many times we see, as a matter of fact, I've had dentists on the show for years talking about the right mouthpiece enhancing performance, again, because of alignment. So it's great when you get into those kinds of areas. Now, again, when you're talking about the music and entertainment world, and it's funny, you know, Deb Drummond, who was just on one of your acquaintances as our first guest, was talking about coming back from the Oscars and, you know, being on the red carpet. And I was asking her whether people were balanced on the red carpet. But all these celebrities, today, their fitness program is a big deal. And has become a renaissance, or their nutrition program, or their mental health program, when we would try to sell these, because many times you run into, you know, we've talked about on your show, the terrible twos, where people are doing, they're doing too much, they're being too aggressive. This was the whole world of pickleball. Hey, let's get out on that court, you know, and people, senior citizens, and that's why I wrote about it in 2020, when I was talking about pickleball, no one knew how to spell it. We were talking about that pickleball is physical, so we needed to get ready to be in shape to do it. You know, but there's a lot of excitement in the health and wellness area, in the entertainment area, isn't there?
Yes, there is. I mean, I've interviewed celebrities on my show since 2015. I've done the red carpet. I even have running shoes underneath my gown. And I just think that a lot, it's true. You know, I mean, I've told people that story, but you know what? What you see is what you get. And as long as I'm comfortable and they don't see my runners. But I just think that, you know, I was invited to the Santa Barbara red carpet.
I told Sarah Jessica Parker 20 years ago, you know, when we were talking about my articles on high heels and the idea of women trying to get them ready when we're dealing with high heels, the whole body chemistry changes, let alone the ball of the foot, where we're jamming the ball of the foot. into narrow toe boxes. And, you know, women have been willing to put up with this baloney for a long, long, long time. They still are, but we're still the point's gotten out there. And Christine had just mentioned it, where she said she's got her running shoes under her gown at the red carpet, right?
Yes, because it's hard on your back. It's hard. And, you know, for running, right, I run. I don't want to having problems walking the next day. And then having biomechanics, too, is your posture, your balance,
Now, running is a 50% of runners deal with some sort of overuse problem. Almost always it's overuse. It's not like I stepped in a hole. Oh, I'm injured. It's, you know, my ankles hurt. You know, my back hurts. You know, my knees hurt. And much of this is biomechanics. And this is where we get into the science of how the body works and how we allow things to calm down. One of the safest activities of them all is walking. There's no doubt about it. Once you start running, you are going to double and triple the pounding when you're hitting the ground. If you're one of my figure skaters, and I just celebrated my latest gold medal, Christine. I was all excited. Danny O'Shea, man, who was like 13, he put orthotics in his skates. He just celebrated his 35th birthday. He came out of retirement to win the gold medal in pairs with the American team, with Ellie, his partner, Danny O'Shea. So, if you're coming down from a triple jump in figure skating, you're hitting the ice with five, six times your weight. So running really necessitates strengthening and necessitates recovery. What's the best place people to find out about the TV shows, Christine and you?
Well, thanks for asking. It's on YouTube. You can go tag Run With It. Or the website runwithit.ca or Instagram, or just Google my name. It'll come up, I believe.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah, good luck to us if the name comes up. And, you know, when you have the – I know you're doing some teaching. And so you're all excited about some producing, whatever. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, I give running talks still. I'm not doing any running clinics, like teaching any running, but I'm teaching freelance producing.
Christine, hold that thought. Write that down with a pencil because we're going to talk about it. We got a fast break. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hold on.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
Hey, everybody, we are back live from Canada. We're talking with one of our favorite long-term guests, Christine Blanchet, and we're talking about the TV channel. And the shows Run With It and the show's closing act. But I was asking Christine about her producing and teaching part, and then we had the break. So talk a little bit about that part of your life on top of everything else, Christine.
Well, I created the show of, you know, Run With It and the closing act. So I proposed and they took the show, or took my course rather, because, you know, I am doing, like, practicing what I preach, if you will. So I teach students how to create their own program and to have, you know, my favorite quote is, be who you are. There's no one like you. When you are authentic, you're going to attract the right audience. So I've been doing that since 2021. And I also have a podcast, so I tell them how you can create a podcast, because a podcast is different from a TV show. And I tell them,
to say the least, yes. You know, a week after my live radio show, it's a podcast. And it's funny, we were talking because Deb was talking about, I think she's done something for about 15 years. I think I've been on, you know, I'm celebrating like 45 years on live radio, give or take a few weeks. And the phenomenon of podcasts and YouTube, all these things, you and I have talked about this as long as, I'm asking you, how long has the Sports Doctor segment been on Run With It, Christine?
About 6 years, at least.
We were pioneers, man, in the fact of the segments, of these educational segments being part, and the importance of pushing so many of these different areas in health and wellness. You know, we would talk about functional medicine. We would talk about nutrition. We talked about, again, about the tremendous challenges of overdoing it, where we have half these teenage athletes living on over-the-counter pain pills, where you have, you know, the United States is one of only two countries in the world that allow TV advertising of prescription drugs, these kinds of challenges. How big a problem is the world of obesity in Canada? It's as big as it is here, isn't it?
I'm not sure. I think, I know Vancouver is an outdoorsy city where a lot of people are very active, like because we're surrounded by mountains and ocean, and so there's a lot of hikers, runners, you know, a thing like that. But, you know, in what helps, I think, is that anyone can create their own show. But the thing is, when people say there's so many podcasts out there, like you were, I believe, saying,
right,
but they're not you. They're not you. And that's how I am. I've been doing these shows since 2013, 2015. And
me too.
Somebody comes along.
Yes, you got my biography.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. You know, with the, yes. And it's an interesting challenge. And it's it's an exploding area. And that's one of the good parts of it. You know, a longtime colleague of both of ours, Dr. Denise McDermott from the West Coast, who contributed to my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, she was warning about the challenges of social media when she was first on my show 10 years ago or something like that,
right,
where we were talking about the craziness of all this exposure, whether it was the adolescents we were talking about, or you know how much we talk about seniors. Seniors are, you know, that you want to be 80s the new 60, 70s the new 50, and we want to be able to be as healthy as we can. And so much of it is mental. How long have you been doing the closing act, Christine?
Since 2015. And
wow.
It's music entertainment. But the thing is, I will say, is that I'm so glad
did
that
I
traditional
send you,
media...
Did I send you my son's new album? Did I?
No, and you should.
I'm going to send it to you, man. Yes, it's a lot of excitement with The Little Broken, with his. Adam's been a singer-songwriter for years and years and years besides, you know, being an athlete. So there's a lot of you mixed in those personal stories, like you said, being you. And so you've been doing that almost, was I right? Is it 10 years you're doing Run With It?
Well, since 2013 and then 2015 for the closing act. But I am so glad that, because the thing is, there's so much information out there that there's disinformation, there's misinformation. You see on social media, people are saying they're doing this, but they're, you know, so it's a facade.
This is a problem of our generation, is the misinformation, and that's before we put the word politics in. This is a very, or the craziness of AI, and I think, you know, people are burning the candle on 12 different ends. That's why you and I have talked about on your show, again, everybody get your pencil out, the new medicine. Number one, eat smarter. And we could talk all day about it. Educate yourself. Mm-hmm. Eat smarter. Number two, keep moving, like we're talking about with Christine and I. Whatever you want to do, you want to do Pilates, you want to walk, you want to run, you want to go to the gym, keep moving. Big number three, reduce stress. Pay attention to rest and recovery. And this is, again, one of the exciting parts of the longevity movement and the anti-aging movement, because a lot of it is holistic. You know, years ago, they called it alternative medicine, like us against them and them against us. And then all of a sudden, the word complementary got very much involved. And today, that's the word.
Mm-hmm.
Eastern and Western medicine, paying big attention to not always treating the symptoms. And as this is a very, very big challenge today. And this is why, again, you know, the keeping moving is a big deal. How long have you been a runner, Christine?
Since, well, 1998, but then I had a coach. Coach in 1999, and I ran in high school, I was saying earlier, but I do think it's changed my life, and I wouldn't have the shows or the show Run With It without my passion for running, which turned into...
What did you run? What did you run in track?
Oh, 400 meters. I was a 400 meter runner.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the ultimate sprint. It's the 400 meters. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was always one of the biggest challenges. Well, again, my colleague, you know, Noah Perlis, who's my 77-year-old sprinter patient, producer in New York, where we're talking then about sprinting and those kinds of ages. And we always have the same goal, though, which is, can we prevent problems? Can we?
Yes.
So many overuse injuries at all sorts of different.
Yeah.
Is your son or daughter enjoying what they're doing?
I do.
Like the famous sports therapist.
Yeah.
Don't be a critic. Don't be analyzing your kid's activity on the way home in the car. And number two, be a good listener. And, you know, the athletes, world of runners, the problem is, you know, you don't back off a problem. All of a sudden, you've got a stress fracture. You've got a situation which is really going to be a big deal. So, you know, people have to pay attention to their bodies regardless of the activity. And, you know, running always remains one of the most exciting areas. And it's amazing how the female athlete has exploded in a lot of these areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And probably half of them are celebrities, right, on your show. How often is your TV shows, how often do they play?
Well, locally here, it's my show is once a month, but it airs twice a day at various time slots, but live streaming is every day. Like, you can get it basically on Ruko, Amazon, and it's in South Africa. Like, it's just, you know, Bell, Rogers in Canada, and it's global.
Yeah, give us again the sites. Give us again the sites so they could find out about you, your work, and the TV.
Yes. Well, Zonder TV is in Texas, Dallas. Zonder TV, that's where the two shows air. And then Zonder TV in Dallas. And
right. Or if they Google you, right? Christine Blanchet,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Is that the best site?
Yes.
All right.
Again,
we always enjoy your participation. We enjoy being part of the show with the segments. Christine Blanchet, live from British Columbia. I want to thank you so much. Hold on. Everybody, we'll be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the low extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests, upcoming topics. We try to add a little bit of Dr. Bob wisdom to the group and answer a couple emails if we have time. We're excited. April Fools, we got Mike Sciarocco. Mike Sciarocco is the co-founder of That One, leading podcast and brand group that I've been excited to be a part of since November. He was my first guest with that group. So he'll be tuning in with us. And then another member of the group, The Bear and Ileana, World of Spirituality, INAP, is a magazine that really pays big attention to spirituality. I will call it soul medicine. Everybody who listens to the Sports Doctor knows how much attention I pay to the mental game, all aspects of it. We're not talking organized religion. We're talking spirituality. I think nobody's against that. So it's going to be a great April Fools and April's Information show. Following week, Oxygen, Teresa Ryle, Patriox, Water Oxygen, Oxygen Water. Very exciting new area, whether we're talking about the world of hyperbaric oxygen, water oxygen, breathing it, recovery, healing. So we're going to talk with her about that. And then the world of open sponsorship, New York and England, Isovine. opensponsorship.com. Again, whether it's the best athletes in the world, products, services, the whole world of sponsorship, you know, we've highlighted that with our frequent guest, Linda Hollander, the sponsor concierge. So we'll be talking about all of that upcoming. Dr. Bob, you know, when we talked about Women's Health Month, whether it's this month or next month, I can't, sometimes Women's Health Day, you can't keep on top of exactly of all these new designations. But I have talked many times in the world of sports podiatry, orthotics, the fact that we would see many, many more knee problems, including ACL acute injuries. The surgical problems, which are still 5-1, women to men, and the overuse problems, the jumper's knee, the knee tendonitises that I've seen forever, way back in the world of volleyball, tennis, soccer, and the anatomy differences of females and males, wider hips, a different shoe angle, which is the angle of the kneecap tendon, and the femur, the long bone of the leg, is increased in women. So in English, we've got more torque many times with different foot mechanics. And the famous one is the excessive foot pronation, flat type foot, which tends to flatten out excessively. It's always been the most common problem we would see in the world, especially in young girls. And we would then see the knee concerns. And what's important to understand is that if the feet don't hurt, this connection is missed still to this day, where we might see all sorts of attention, including surgery, with knee problems with these girls, where no one ever looked at them walking barefoot or standing and weight-bearing barefoot. So the decades of exciting combination of custom orthotics. And that particular concern is very exciting. This is what I, in 50% or close to it, of the young girls, again, I'm talking adolescents, all these sports, playing 4 or 5 days a week, figure skating, doing double jumps already, 10, 11, 12 years old. Almost half of them are knee concerns, where I've been adding orthotics to the mix, along with the physical therapy they're getting, along with the strength training they're doing, and the two exercises that I recommend and talk about in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and that is, number one, strengthen your feet and ankles. Your son or daughter's an athlete. You're an athlete. Include strengthening your feet and ankles. Rubber bands are magic. So are balance boards, because balance training is number two, like I talk about all the time. You really want, matter of fact, the first email here is from Ann, saying, my 12-year-old daughter is a volleyball player. She's been dealing with jumper's knee for like 3 or 4 seasons. Bingo. And you really want to see sports podiatry. You want to pay big attention, again, to shoe technology and orthotics. Great success when we combine those areas. And this is what you really, really want to be paying attention to. Sid has an email. He says, I'm a 50-year-old jogger. I've been diagnosed with heel spurs. Are orthotics used for that? Is that a surgical problem? Sid, almost never are heel spurs, which are a protrusion of bone, almost always on the bottom of the heel, much less often the back of the heel, from constant irritation and inflammation of where a tendon attaches, whether it's the plantar fascia on the bottom of the foot that attaches to the bottom of the heel or the Achilles tendon that attaches to the back. If there's always tension, irritation, inflammation, over the years, 40, 50 years old, you're in the category by creating a spur. Almost always, this is a problem. Arch supports. Custom, that's the goal. Again, where you would get a precise, I can't tell you how long we've used orthotics very, very successfully. I can't vouch for all arch supports. There's such a world of over-the-counter arch supports, although I use a lot of them, Superfeet being one of the most common, that I would send somebody to the running shoe store or the sports store, pick up some Superfeet and get started, but you really want to be looking at something prescription that you might need. Website. TheSportsDoctorRadio.com. Again, a lot of attention in the future. Juvenile type 2 diabetes. Every kid needs, not only if he's on a sports team. We'll talk more about it as we go. Everybody, hey, happy spring. Yay! See ya. Thanks, everybody, at BBS Radio. That one, Sports Doctor. See you next week.